Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Alana, and today's episode is all about navigating the winter blues, or as some of you may call it or have it, seasonal affective disorder. It definitely can get a little bit gloomy and down and crowded up in our minds when it comes to the winter months. I definitely know it happens for me. The past few years, though, I feel like I finally got a grip on it and I haven't felt as down, haven't experienced the winter blues as much in the past few years. And so I thought I'd put together a little episode of how I personally navigate it, and hopefully maybe some of these things might help you a little bit. Maybe it's something you haven't tried before. Again, take what you wish you will. It's nothing groundbreaking over here. I'm just a 25-year-old girl sharing my thoughts and insights and inputs and what I do on a day-to-day basis. So if you don't like that, feel free to click out. No one is making you listen to this episode, but I would love if you came and hung out with me. Yeah, I love you guys so much, and I always appreciate all of you who have been so supportive towards me and of the show and of my socials and everything over the past 4 or so years, or even, I guess, more, because the podcast has been around for 4 years. But I've been on socials for maybe 8 years. Thank you. I'm so appreciative of all of you guys reading your kind comments on Spotify, in the podcast reviews, comments on socials, in my DMs. It's always so heartwarming, and I love getting to connect and chat with you guys. Again, another disclaimer, if the ads are too much for you, the fast forward button does exist. I use it all the time. I have to make a living somehow, and I give you guys this for free, and the ads is how I make money to be able to pay my bills. I do this full time, so I'd appreciate it if you just didn't leave comments commenting on that, because I don't really think, I'm going to be blunt here, I don't have more ads than the average podcast host, and it's free. So fast forward it. It does exist. If you don't like the chit-chatty part in the beginning, that's what the podcast is. It's supposed to feel like we're on FaceTime together. It's supposed to feel like we're besties chatting. If you don't like that, then simply maybe this podcast isn't for you. But if you do like that, I love you and continue to listen. This is probably the last episode that I'll have a lot of life updates for, because I'm going to be batching episodes before I leave for London. As I mentioned, I think on last week's episode, when you're listening to this, the day that it airs, I will be leaving for London. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be so much fun to get to experience London during the holiday season and experience it in a different way, in a different light. I'm so excited. I've been planning all my dinner reservations and looking at all the different cafes I want to go to, because if you guys know, I love coffee. I love finding little cafes and bakeries in new cities wherever I travel. I'm always doing a coffee tour. So I'm so excited for that. I'm excited to find workout studios. I'm just excited to travel again. I've learned that I just really, really love it. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to, one, be able to travel with the work that I do, and two, be able to afford it. So it's such a blessing, and I'm excited to share that with you guys. Hopefully, because you guys have been begging me, my London vlog from the summer should be up on my YouTube channel. So if you want to go and check that out, I'm planning on bringing my vlog camera with me to London. So we shall see how much footage I get, because I won't be traveling alone. And I don't know what I will be like in terms of vlogging when I'm away with this person. But we shall see. I'm going to bring the camera, because obviously I want photos on it as well. And I'm going to do my best and set the intention of vlogging this trip, because I always love to vlog while I'm traveling. I'm probably going to try vlog as well at home while I'm prepping for the trip. But I really do want to get back into YouTube. I know I say this all the freaking time, but I don't know. I'm going to try. at least for like one video a month. Claudia Saluski does it. Maybe I can take that on and start there and then see if I can do more. But I just have a lot going on. Been getting ready for By Ray to drop. It's my clothing brand. If you're new here, I'll have it linked in the show notes. But I had my shoot for that last week, or I guess 2 weeks ago when you're listening to this. And I just got all the photos back except for the film. I'm still waiting for that. I'm so excited. Everything is so perfect. It's exactly how I envisioned it, how I wanted it to come out. And I'm so excited to share it with you guys. I've been teasing it a little bit on socials and starting to share a bit more. But if you want to be the first to know when things drop on the website, you can go to byrae.ca, byrae.ca. On there, you can sign up for the email newsletter and you'll get notified when the products drop and become available. I'm releasing 2 trucker hats, same style, different colorways, and I'm so excited. I think they're so cute and just so versatile and perfect for fall, winter, spring, for winter vacations, whatever it may be. They're unisex. They fit really well. I'm so picky with hats and I personally love how this looks. I think it's so flattering. I think it's so cute. I wore it to Billie Eilish a few weeks ago and absolutely love it. So I'm so excited for you guys to get your hands on it, but that will be dropping in December when I'm back from London and Johannesburg. So I'm so excited. If you want to stay up to date with me, with all things By Ray, anything to deal with my life and get more real-time updates, definitely make sure that you are following my socials at Alana Bloomberg on Instagram and TikTok. I will be posting there. Maybe I'll try to post on Snapchat as well. That's also at Alana Bloomberg. But I'm so excited to travel and get to document and share that with you guys. On to my current faves. I went to a Starbucks event and I got gifted a tumbler, the water tumbler from their holiday line. And it's so cute. It's kind of like a kaleidoscope vibe. It's really, really pretty. And I've been off my water bottle game for a while. I've honestly just been like drinking out of cups when I'm at home or glasses and then taking my Bink water bottle when I go to workout class. But I haven't used like a straw cup situation in a while. And honestly, this tumbler brought me back to it. Another current fave of mine are the Salt and Stone candles and the body wash. I'm a diehard Salt and Stone body wash fan. It smells so good, especially what scent do I have? I think I have something with like Santal. I'll link it in the show notes. And then for my candle, the one that I'm currently burning as we speak, it is, the font is so small. Is this what aging is like? Saffron and cedar. I think some of their scents, one of them is apparently a dupe for Lilabo 26. If you know, you know. But I absolutely love their candles. I love their body wash. My friend that's coming with me to London really loved the body wash, said it smelled really, really good. So cheers to that. But really just love Salt and Stone. Big fan of their products. Love the scent, love the aesthetic of the branding. I can't remember who this girl is. I'm going to search it up because I have to give her credit. But she made me re-fall in love with the Say Super Glowy Gel in Starlight. She puts it... Sorry, Sean is talking, coffee boy.
And there was a countrywide cellular kind of cut.
Oh my God, that was when Rogers went out. That was kind of wild. Who is this girl? She came up on my feed before. Oh my God, am I going to lose it? Okay, her name is Melody Miles. Miles spelled M-I-L-E-S. And she is the most beautiful girl ever. And I saw her putting the Starlight Super Glowy Gel by Say under her eyes instead of using concealer. And I think it's so pretty. And I've been doing it. And I absolutely love it. So I highly recommend you trying it. You guys know, or maybe you don't know. I don't know if I've spoken about this, but I use the Glowy Gel in Starlight, or I used Starlight and Sun Glow on my shoulders, décolleté, like my chest, my legs, when I'm going out just to give some shimmer. And I like using Sun Glow to add a little bit of bronze. In the summer, I'll use like Sun Glow on my face, but I'm a little pale right now. I recently started doing a pre-wash scalp oil with a scalp massager. I have been trying out the Fable Mane Holly Roots, I believe is what it's called. I'll link all of this in the show notes as always. But I'm trying to improve my hair health even more. I feel like I've had a lot of fallout lately. Apparently that happens more in the fall, but I don't really like it. And I don't love my hairline right now. So I've been doing 1 to 2 dropper falls on like any like on my scalp, and then I massage it in on like hair wash day, and then I'll put Moroccan oil or the Olaplex bonding oil on my ends and just braid it, and then I'll wash it out. And I don't know if it's done anything yet. I've only done it like 3 times, but I feel like I'm doing something. I'll report back in a few months if I feel like I'm seeing new growth and everything. Maybe it will take like 3-ish months. I feel like that's a good marker. I've also been re-obsessed with cold facial tools. So an ice roller, I have these Cryo Gua Sha stick things, and they feel so nice, especially in the morning because my eyes and my face just get so puffy. I've been using the Gua Sha stick ones before I go out just to help like contour and sculpt my face, and it just feels really nice and it's massaging. I'm super excited about today's sponsor. They've sponsored the podcast before, and this is a topic I'm super passionate about. I fear that us as girls struggle with PMS far more than we should, and we really shouldn't. I truly get the worst PMS symptoms. My boobs are sensitive, my face breaks out, my sugar controllings are out of whack. I feel like I'm just a bottomless pit. My mood is not the vibe, and Estro Control has been super helpful in helping manage those PMS symptoms and making that time of the month a lot more enjoyable. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Say no more. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially if you are someone like myself who struggles with PMS. It was created to help women feel like themselves all month long and to not struggle with the feelings PMS can cause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Getting into how to navigate your winter blues, starting off with mindset. You guys know I always love to start with mindset when it comes to anything that I'm talking about on the pod. But I think it's so important, and this is something that I have learned a lot in cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and it's all about reframing and finding the silver lining. So if you can reframe how you look at winter, how you look at the cold months of the year, if you are capable of finding that silver lining, the way in which you feel about it, about winter, about the cold months, and the way you feel about yourself during that time is going to change. It's going to do a 180. As I have spoken about in previous recent episodes, your mindset and the way in which you perceive things will create the reality and the world that you live in. So if you look at winter as this terrible, miserable thing that you hate, well, then you are going to feel terrible, miserable, and be filled with negative energy. But if you look at winter as this time to move slower, to spend more time at home, to spend more time resting, to spend more time doing wholesome things with friends and family, to really just like kind of hibernate in a way, or to even dial in on that winter arc that you see online, like really dial in on your goals because you may not be as social and going to spontaneous plans and whatnot. Like, you can totally reframe and find like the silver lining in winter. Like, there is something good there. There is something positive there. And I know a lot of us hate on winter and it's definitely not my favorite, but I have learned how to enjoy it more and make it more enjoyable. I think the worst thing about the winter, about the cold months, is that the days get so short. It is gloomy a lot. It is dark a lot. There is a lot more darkness. Our day and night are a lot more even. But in the past few years, after learning more about sunsets and sunrises and solace and all of that, knowing that the winter solstice is December 21st, so the first day of winter. That is the shortest day of the entire year, which is not far from right now. It's less than a month away from when you are listening to this. And from that day forward, the sun will set by 1 minute later every single day until we reach our summer solstice, and that's the longest day of the year. So winter solstice is the shortest day of the year. Summer solstice is the longest day of the year. To put it into perspective, these are all based off of Toronto sunset times. By the end of January, the sun will set by 5:30 p.m. By the end of February, it will set by 6:05 p.m. That's already over 30 minutes longer in daylight. And that's not also including our sun rising earlier. I didn't really look into the sunrises. I was just looking at sunsets because I feel like it's the sunset that really gets me and a lot of people. I don't know why we still do daylight savings. I feel like I'd rather it be darker in the morning and lighter longer in the evening, but that's just my little bit. By the end of March, the sun will set by 7:43 p.m. That's basically summer. That's basically summer. Because I feel like in summer, it's like 8 p.m. onwards that the sun is setting. And that's only in March. So by the end of March, March 31st, the sun will be setting by 7:43 p.m. in Toronto. You can literally go and Google this for your city. I know that Toronto, Canada has longer dawn and dusk because we're further north. But you can go and search it wherever you live. And no matter where you live, the sun will still set by a minute later every single day starting from December 21st, which is in less than a month when you're listening to this. With the day and night being more equal in this time of year, you can really learn how to prioritize rest in the darker hours more. I know it's kind of frustrating that you feel like it's 8 p.m. at 4 p.m. and you get tired earlier. But instead of looking at that as such a negative all the time, why don't we flip the narrative? Why don't we reframe it? Why don't we find the silver lining and look at that in a positive way? We are able to wind down earlier. We can have more nights in. We can have an earlier bedtime. Focus on our sleep hygiene. I really love my Hatch alarm clock, which is actually on sale right now. It's their biggest sale yet. This is not sponsored. I am working with them on socials, but I did buy this alarm clock about a year ago today, actually. And it has been the best purchase I've ever made, but it has night routines and morning routines. And that's kind of why I'm mentioning it. You can do meditations. There's a sound machine on it. I use the rain sound whenever I'm sleeping. I love the sunrise feature, which is so helpful with the dark mornings and waking up and not feeling groggy and just hitting snooze and going into fight or flight when your alarm goes off. But with day and night being more equal in this time of year, I really want you to look at it as a good thing, as this thing that we can use to recharge ourselves, to kind of recalibrate our bodies, to really nourish and take time to slow down, to be still, to be gentle, to be calm. I think in the summer, sometimes we forget about rest. We kind of prioritize the more social, spontaneous aspect of life, which I love. But I think, like I've always said, too much of anything isn't good. And I think it's good to have that yin and yang kind of vibe going on in your life. And winter really allows us to just like slow down, look inward, reset, revive. With that said, it is so important to prioritize self-care, especially in the winter months, especially in times where you may feel more prone to feel down, to feel blue, to feel sad, to maybe fall into a depression if you suffer with depression, if you deal with that. I think it's so easy to give into the winter uglies and to let your skin be super dry, your hair, your nails, your cuticles, to not do all the things that we do for ourselves in the summertime. It is so important to continue to hydrate and moisturize our skin in the winter months. The cold weather makes us feel so dry, and it's so important to keep up with using a nice body lotion post-shower and continue to keep up with drinking enough water. I know it might not be super hot, but water and electrolytes are just as important, even with it being colder. This, not only these two things, water and lotion, electrolytes, are, I guess, three things, keeps the skin feeling healthy and fresh, which in turn will make you feel more confident and better about yourself. Because when have you ever felt confident about yourself when you're peeling off your leggings and you see all the, I know this is kind of TMI, but if you know, you know, when you peel off your leggings in the winter and all the dry skin is like crusted onto the inside of your leggings, I know I'm not the only one. Put your damn moisturizer on. Moisturize your feet. Put cuticle oil on your cuticles before you go to bed and moisturize them in. Put a lip mask on your lips before you go to bed. Hydrate and moisturize. Take more candlelit baths. With having more nighttime and more time to kind of wind down and more of that vibe, light your favorite candle. Put your fave bubble bath in, bath salts or bath bomb in the tub. Set the vibes. Grab your book or put on your favorite feel-good movie or TV show. I love Gilmore Girls and Gossip Girl in the fall and winter. I love a good rom-com. Maybe it's Legally Blonde. Maybe it's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Maybe it's 13 Going on 30. I truly haven't had a bath in a really hot minute, and maybe I'll have one tonight, actually. That sounds really relaxing right now. And if you don't have a bath, I'm so sorry, but you can still set the vibes with a shower. It's just a little different. But you can put on your favorite playlist. You can set candles up. You can get one of those like shower bomb things. I've seen a bunch of those. I saw them at Indigo if you live in Canada. But set the vibes. Create like a joyful spa-like experience for yourself. Self-tan if you need to. I love Salty Face Face Tanner, not a huge body tanner fan, but also love their body formula. Or you can also just like learn to embrace the pale. There are so many cultures that idolize pale skin and see it as this beautiful thing. And I think so many of us have like demonized it. And in the past few years, I feel like I started to really just kind of learned how to embody it and get excited about it and just like lean into it, like lean into the natural skin color. But if you feel you need a little self-tan, love my Salty Face. Red light therapy. I know this is kind of just like a hot topic, a trendy topic, but it really can help, especially in the winter months. It can help all year round, but there's quite a few things that it can do for you during the winter colder months. Red light therapy is proven to improve mood and reduce SAD symptoms. It can do this by stimulating serotonin production, which can lift your mood and reduce symptoms associated with SAD or winter blues. It also helps support a healthy circadian rhythm by helping to regulate melatonin production, which can help improve your sleep quality and your energy levels throughout the day. Red light therapy can also help with your skin health by enhancing it. It can stimulate collagen production, improving skin elasticity, reducing wrinkles, and promoting a smoother complexion. It can also help with skin issues, often exaggerated in colder months, like dry or flaky skin, eczema, and psoriasis. And it can also help reduce inflammation and redness, something I personally struggle with, which is common in the colder, windier months like winter. Lastly, with cold and flu season upon us, God bless us, red light therapy has also been shown to boost our immune system by enhancing cellular repair processes, which can help boost immune function by keeping cells healthy. It can also help reduce oxidative stress and promoting cellular repair. Red light therapy may support the immune system, potentially making the body more resilient during cold and flu season. So get your red light therapy. I love going to Trove and going in the red light therapy bed in Toronto. I know ARC also has red light therapy. I know Formula Fig has red light therapy for your face. I don't know if they have the body panels. Lots of places, especially in bigger cities, have red light therapy. You can also get panels for at home. I know Kala has, but red light therapy, don't sleep on it. During the winter months, it's so important to continue to eat nutritious foods, eating foods rich in omega-3 like salmon or flax seeds, vitamin D, either fortified dairy or supplements, and fresh fruits and veggies can boost not only your mood, but also your energy. I personally love to have soups and more hearty, warm meals in the cold months. You can add so many different veggies, especially like root vegetables. Like think of like your butternut squash soup or some sort of roast or something, or like a cottage pie or shepherd's pie, a lasagna, I don't know. Things like that. It's just, it feels so comforting and cozy and warm in the colder months. I know it can be really easy to kind of just like fall off of our workout routines in the winter months and to not prioritize movement as much. We're staying at home more, we're more stagnant, but if you can encourage yourself to keep up with your workout routine, to keep up with that gentle movement or that movement in general, it can be so helpful by boosting your mood and your mental health. As we know, or maybe we don't know, working out releases endorphins, which are our feel-good hormones that naturally lift our mood and can help counteract the effects of both winter blues or SAD. Cold weather exercise outside can also expose you to daylight, which can help regulate your serotonin and melatonin levels and enhances your mood and sleep quality. These are things like skating, skiing, snowboarding, hockey. Maybe get excited about winter sports. Maybe take one up. Maybe try curling or something. It is more beneficial than you know. Working out can also increase your energy levels through increasing blood flow, improving cardiovascular health, and enhancing our endurance. Regular exercise helps prevent that sluggishness that colder months can often bring, keeping you feeling more active and engaged. I personally love to lean into heated workouts like hot Pilates or yoga during colder months. It just feels so good, especially if it's an infrared heated workout like Jaybird or Solus in Toronto. I really do love them. Working out can also strengthen our immune system. I feel like there's a theme of immune system strengthening here, but moderate exercise is known to strengthen the immune system by increasing circulation and promoting the efficient movement of white blood cells, which are crucial for fighting infections. Staying active during winter months can help improve immune response and resilience to cold and flu. I'm all about taking medicine when I need it, but I will do all the holistic or like Eastern medicine things in order to strengthen my immune system and just make me feel better. I've spoken about this before, but working out can help enhance our resilience and mental toughness, which I think is so important. By building mental resilience in conquering a workout in tough conditions, it can foster a strong sense of accomplishment and mental toughness, which can be empowering and translate to other areas of your life. Outdoor winter activities can be invigorating, offering a sense of adventure and helping to overcome the common winter tendency to hibernate. So, by booking a workout class or doing an outdoor winter activity and keeping that promise to yourself, going and doing it, it can really just like boost your mood and your trust and your confidence in yourself and your belief in yourself and your relationship with yourself and also like your ability to do tough things, because it is not always easy to walk to that cold workout, walk to your car to then drive to the workout in the cold weather, in the snow, and the not ideal weather conditions that we have. So it is so important. Something else that I personally love to do all year round, but especially in the colder months, is contrast therapy. I've been going weekly for the past few weeks, like really good. I've been super consistent with it, and it's been a really good like Sunday reset thing. But contrast therapy is essentially like going in the sauna and the ice bath and doing that little circuit. So the benefits of contrast therapy and how it can help your winter blues or SAD. So for starters, it helps improve your circulation by helping warm up cold extremities, so like your fingers and your toes, which can often become sluggish or numb in cold weather. I personally have low blood pressure and poor blood circulation, which is such a good duo to have. I'm so blessed to have it, but it can make me feel very cold. Oftentimes, my fingers and feet get almost purplish when I'm really cold, and I find that going into the sauna really helps with that. Contrast therapy also helps, again, with boosted immune function. Regular exposure to cold temperatures in a controlled setting like the ice bath or cold showers have been shown to stimulate immune function by activating white blood cells and improving immune response. So very much like red light therapy and working out, it really helps get those white blood cells moving and improving your immune response. Alternating between hot and cold exposure strengthens the body's resilience, potentially reducing susceptibility to cold and flu, which we love. Contrast therapy also elevates energy levels and alertness, which cold weather can definitely dull a bit. The shock of the cold exposure from the ice bath or cold shower increases alertness and adrenaline levels, providing a natural energy boost without caffeine, which we love. Combined with the heat exposure, contrast therapy can help shake off winter fatigue, which we love again. The practice stimulates endorphins and activates the body's nervous system, leaving you feeling invigorated invigorated and energized. Further, contrast therapy also helps with stress relief and mood enhancement. So both hot and cold therapies release endorphins, which we love and we desire, especially in the cold months, and reduce levels of cortisol, which we also love, the stress hormone, helping to ease anxiety and promote relaxation. I remember the first time I went into an ice bath, it was as if my anxiety had an off switch. It is such a surreal feeling, and the reason why you would think like, oh, wouldn't like this ice bath cause more anxiety? It can if you don't breathe properly. But when you are in there, in order to not hyperventilate and to not let your body freak out, you have to focus on your breath. This means your mind can't spiral. You can't have those intrusive thoughts. Your mind can't wander elsewhere because you literally have to focus on your breath so intentively, so mindfully, so that you don't freak out in the cold. And you do so for at least 2 minutes. At least that's what I do. You can do 30 seconds. But it really just helps ground you, and it almost forces you into a meditative state without you even realize it. It really is just this grounding ritual that can break up that winter monotony. Why can't I pronounce this word? But it really is beneficial for those experiencing winter blues or SID. It's the quick alternation between temperatures can really boost your serotonin and dopamine levels to bringing you to a better mood. And I can confirm, I have never left a contrast therapy session without feeling better than I did when I walked in there. Whether I feel happier, whether I feel more energized, whether I feel more grounded, whether I feel less anxious, no matter what it is, even if it's all of it, I always leave feeling so much better. Much like working out or doing winter activities, outdoor activities, the ice bath and the sauna and contrast therapy can also help strengthen your resilience and mental toughness, which I think is so important for us to have as individuals, as young adults, as people in general. Practicing enduring brief periods of discomfort in a controlled cold exposure, and even the hot, because the hot can get quite uncomfortable if you do it right, can build mental resilience, fostering a sense of strength and toughness that can positively impact other areas of your life. This is particularly valuable in winter, hence why I've included it here. When people tend to feel less motivated or energized, contrast therapy can be a physical and mental reset to boost morale and resilience. I think practicing and doing activities that challenge our resilience and build mental toughness are what allow you to show up in your career, in your friendships, in life as a better, skilled, and stronger willed person. Mental toughness is so important. If you don't have it, you are just going to constantly find yourself complaining. Things are constantly going to feel tough to you. You need to build that mental toughness through your hobbies, through your extracurricular activities, as one would say. So whether it's working out, whether it's doing contrast therapy, whatever it could be, find ways to build resilience and mental toughness. I promise you, it will make you a happier, healthier person. This is going to sound a little crazy, especially if you live in a place as cold as Toronto in the winter, but get outside for sunlight. Vitamin D is literally so important, not only for our bone health, for our immune system, but it also makes us happier humans. So do your best to try to get outside during the brightest part of the day, so around midday, even if it's only for 15 to 30 minutes, whatever you can handle, even if it's 5 minutes, try your best. Natural sunlight helps regulate our mood and our sleep cycles. You can do this through going on a little walk through the city, or maybe if you live near a nature walk or a hike, bundle up and take a walk. The fresh air and the change of scenery could really just help lift your spirits. I know it can be freezing, and I know it can be a trek and a journey, but walking in nature, no matter the season, I feel like especially in the cold months, because we stay inside so much and we're so stagnant, can really just change your life. Not to be dramatic. I know it's really easy during the winter months, especially if we're feeling down, if we struggle with seasonal affective disorder, if we struggle with the winter blues, it can be really hard to keep up with our social connections, but it is so important to stay connected and to share seasonal activities with one another. So Whether you're scheduling a call or FaceTime or meeting in person for coffee or dinner or drinks, talking with friends and family helps you feel connected, stay connected, and also helps combat those feelings of isolation, which can really just build in the colder months with everyone wanting to just like hibernate and stay in more. And with that, you can also do these more seasonal activities. It can give you something to bond over, to look forward to. So watching cozy movies or baking treats or doing seasonal themed crafts together, going to your local Christmas market. I love going to the Christmas markets. I'm so excited about that in London, and I'm so excited about that here in Toronto. Or you can go to a Christmas festival or holiday festival or tree unveilings, whatever it is. Be intentional. Remember to make plans. Remember to reach out to your friends. Encourage yourself to do so, even if it feels like you're pulling teeth. I promise you, it will make you feel better, especially if it's with the right people, if it's with the people who energize and fill your cup. It really will help make you feel that much better. You guys know I'm the queen of routines. And with that, creating a cozy winter routine is so essential. It can really help be that silver lining for yourself in the winter months and boosting your mood, getting you out of that winter blues, that SAD. Incorporate cozy rituals like having hot chocolate, warm blankets, good books can make the colder months feel just a little bit more comforting. Little moments of coziness like reading by candlelight or trying out a new tea can really be rewarding during these cold months. I personally love to lean into journaling or creating gratitude lists during this time of year, especially if I'm feeling a bit down. I use journaling always as a way to navigate these feelings and to just like guide myself through it. So you can write down your thoughts or things to be grateful for each day, which can really just shift your focus onto the positive and create a sense of purpose. So I'm going to give you some journal prompts that I put together. There's quite a few here. I know you guys love journal prompts and are always requesting them. So if you want to pause the podcast and open up your notes app, or if you want to grab pen to paper and write these down, these are the journal prompts. Okay. Are we ready? Do we have pen and paper? Do we have our notes app? Okay, let's go. What are three things I am grateful for today? What aspects of winter do I enjoy or appreciate? What can I do to embrace the cozy, restful aspects of winter? What are some winter activities or hobbies I can explore to add enjoyment to my days? What are my top three self-care priorities this season, and why are they important? How can I create small rituals to bring warmth, relaxation, or joy into my daily routine? What do I need to forgive myself for or let go of to feel more at peace this winter? How am I feeling today? What thoughts or events might be influencing my mood? What's one small thing I could do to lift my spirits on difficult days? What does my ideal winter day look like? How can I make this a part of my reality? What are things I can look forward to in coming weeks? What does growth look like for me this winter? How can I bring a bit more light or joy into my daily life? What's a piece of advice I'd give to a friend who is feeling down? How can I apply that to myself? And lastly, what are three things I love about myself that I want to nurture this season? Let me know if you try them. You can choose to do one a day. You can do all of them all at once. You can look back on them. I really, really do love journaling to help me navigate more challenging times or times where I'm feeling overwhelmed or in my head or feeling low. Something that I started using years ago, I haven't used it as much in recent years, but it was definitely one of the first things that I started to do when it came to navigating the winter blues and navigating SAD. And that was trying out light therapy. I call it my happy light. I think that's actually what it's called. I'll link it in the show notes. But I would highly consider a light box. Light therapy lamps or light box or happy lamps, whatever you want to call it, happy lights. They essentially mimic natural sunlight and can help improve your mood and energy. So it omits like the same, I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe go and Google it as always before you purchase or try anything. But it omits like the same kind of energy and things that the sun omits. And it can really help improve your mood and energy, especially if you experience SAD. I like to set it up on my desk. You don't want to look at it directly. You want to look at it indirectly. So having it on your desk while you work, or having it like on your counter while you make your morning coffee, or reading the newspaper, or like scrolling on TikTok. I don't know who still reads the newspaper, but like scrolling on TikTok, or maybe when you're reading in the morning or at night or whatever. Maybe not at night because I feel like it would wake you up, but or to have it like beside you while you're getting ready in the morning. Just like use it for 20 to 30 minutes to just really help regulate your sleep and your mood. And I know they have it at Costco. They have it on Amazon. I'll link the one that I have, or a newer version, because mine was kind of chunky. I think they have more slim designs now, but it really is such a mood booster. And I think I'm gonna get one again. I think I left it at my parents, so I haven't used it in the past few years, but I definitely feel like I might need it this winter. The next thing I really love to do, especially in the winter, to help boost my mood is to set small, achievable goals. Focus on short-term goals, like a small daily or weekly goal to create a sense of accomplishment, like trying a new recipe or going to a new workout class or organizing a small area of your space. This can really help you celebrate small wins, and recognizing these successes can be encouraging and boost your confidence, which can often lack more so in the winter months. I find listening to uplifting music and podcasts also help me the winter blues. So using music as a mood booster, you can either find a playlist on Spotify or Apple Music, or you can curate a playlist of songs that really boost your mood and lift your spirits. Listening to inspiring podcasts, so they can be both educational and inspiring, making winter days feel more engaging. It can also provide a sense of comfort and connection as well. I love playing a podcast, you guys know, in the morning when I'm getting ready or on my commutes. I love What We Said. I love Three-Way Pod. I love Note to Self. I also love The Skinny Confidential. Really just love a podcast, and I love music, especially Tate McRae. And lastly, therapy is always an option. If you feel like your winter blues are especially persistent, a mental health professional is always something that you can consider. Personally, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, has been so much help for me. And sometimes having a non-biased professional's opinion on any part of your life, anything you want to work through, can be really beneficial. And you don't have to necessarily be super depressed or super anxious or to have extreme mental conditions to speak to someone. I don't, and I do. So I highly recommend you reaching out. You can look into BetterHelp. You can speak to your doctor. You can speak to friends, to family. You can search online to find a therapist or counselor. Even at school, if you're in high school or university, there's always resources on campus. So don't let the stigma get to you. It is cool to be in therapy. It is cool to ask for help. I hope that these little tips and tricks helped you. Maybe you've tried some. Maybe there's some you haven't tried yet. Let me know in the comments on Spotify if you struggle with winter blues or SAD, if you have any tips or tricks that have helped you, if you found this helpful. But I always love to hear from you guys and chat with you guys. I love seeing you post the podcast on socials that you're listening to it and tagging me in it. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.